July the 13th, and we are here to record a statement from Regis Blaha. My name is Gary Cornwell, and also with me representing the Select Committee on Assassinations is Ken Klein. We are making this recording in order to correct various points of information concerning a violation of security provisions which the committee discovered on June 23rd, 1978, and which we previously discussed on July 11th, 1978. Would you state your name?
Regis Blaha.
At this time, Mr. Blaha, we do not wish to go over all of the matters we asked you about on July the 11th. Rather, we wish to confirm various information which you provided to us informally without a recording being made earlier today over the last approximately 1 hour or so. At the beginning of that earlier conversation, we explained that the committee had conducted additional investigations since the time that we spoke on July the 11th, and in light of that, wish to ask you additional questions. First, let me ask you, with respect to the information you provided on July the 11th, to the effect that you had only observed a black binder containing autopsy photos of John F. Kennedy on one occasion, in other words, observed not simply the black binder, but the contents of such a black binder in the security space, and that one occasion occurred shortly after your arrival to perform your current functions on behalf of the agency in the committee space, namely approximately during the early part of May 1978. Would you tell us whether or not that information was correct? In other words, whether or not you only observed a black binder and its contents on one occasion?
No, I said earlier there was one occasion. And as far as the May or June, I don't know. And I won't specify what date. There was two occasions that I did look at the binders with these photos in them.
Then, without regard at this point to the exact dates of those two occasions, would you describe for us, as best as you recall, what happened on the first of the two occasions?
First occasion, Jim Councilman had taken some material out of the safe. Specifically what it consisted of, I couldn't give a detailed itemized list, but he did take some clothing and stuff out of there. And upon his removal of that and leaving the room, there was a book left on a windowsill, which I went through and looked at specific pictures and that were in this folder. And another occasion was when the person that I identified in the earlier tape as Mark had taken some books out along with one of the security men who I don't remember exactly who it was. There was the same situation of a book left on a windowsill which I had gone through, which appeared to be the same type of pictures if my memory serves me.
So, the first occasion is tied in your memory to Jim Councilman removing clothing from the autopsy, the black autopsy safe in the security office. And on that occasion, you recall particularly that part of the transaction involving the clothing was that a necktie had been left in a black plastic bag. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm reading here.
And it was on that same day that you recall first looking through the black binder containing the autopsy photos.
Yes.
If I were to tell you that the log, which is maintained for purposes of checking out and returning items from that safe, reflects that Jim Councilman did remove items of clothing from that safe on June the 12th, 1978. Would you tell us whether or not that would be possibly the occasion on which you had just described?
I'll just put a date with that. I couldn't put a date with that to be sure. But he was the one that did remove the stuff, and he was the one that was in the safe at the time that I looked at the pictures that were on it.
All right.
But as far as date, you know, I couldn't relate that date to that him being in there. Because I just don't know the date.
Okay, what you're saying is that you can relate your having observed the contents of the book with the event of Councilman removing clothing from the safe.
Yes, removing.
But you have at this time no independent recollection of the exact date on which that occurred.
Right.
On that occasion, as you described to us on July the 11th, you discovered the black plastic bag containing a tie late in the afternoon, and at that point called Councilman, who came into the security office. You gave him the tie and the bag, and it was approximately the time you were leaving for the end of the day, and so upon giving it to him, you left the premises and therefore did not know what he did with the tie and the black plastic bag.
I did not give him it. It was laying on a table.
Okay, you pointed it out.
I pointed it out that it was in there.
All right.
You know,
and then you left, and so you don't know what he did with it.
I don't know what he did with that.
Now, when in relation to that particular event, the pointing out of the tie and the bag, was it, in other words, when during the day, was it on that date that you observed the autopsy book?
It was earlier in the day. At a given time, I couldn't say. Or morning, afternoon, or that I don't know. Because the incident that occurred there, I wasn't aware of any type of wrongdoing other than the fact of being nosy. And I did look at him, but to state I looked at him at 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't know.
On that occasion, the book was laying where?
On the windowsill.
And did you request anyone's permission prior to looking in the book?
I had talked to Jim, and I said, is it all right if I look through some stuff?
Is that the way you phrased it?
Roughly, yeah.
Do you know whether or not...
I look at this stuff.
Do you know whether or not he knew what you referred to when you said this stuff.
That I wouldn't pour words in his mouth or his mind.
Well,
as to whether he knew or what, anything, because, you know.
Did he know whether or not?
Directed as a book or as a safe or anything. Just directed, do you mind if I look at this stuff?
Did you pick the book up and show it to him at that point?
I couldn't say.
Did you tell him what was in the book?
I couldn't answer that correct as far as saying, yes, I did say, can I look at pictures or what? Is that what you mean?
No, I
don't think I could say
Did
that.
You and he say anything to each other? Or was there anything about the way that event occurred upon which you could tell us whether or not he realized what he was being asked was whether or not you could look at the autopsy photos?
I couldn't say that. You know, what his realization was or anything, because I had befriended quite a few of these people in here, and on different occasions I had access to look at other things.
Have you ever on any occasion asked permission to look at any other materials of the committee?
Yes.
And on what occasion was that?
There was an occasion when I had the safe open that contained stuff that pertained to Martin Luther King, such as Earl Ray's baggage and the gun and so on down the line.
And that would have been in open view in the room that you were in, is that correct?
Well, I was also in the Xerox room and the room that I was in, and also helped people put it in because of some falling out when they were installing it. Also helping them with the box when they were folding the stuff up to put back in the box.
Okay, so you had an occasion, you had one occasion on which you assisted in the replacing of that type of item relating to the Martin Luther King case into a safe utilized for that purpose, correct?
Yes.
Do you remember approximately when that event was?
No, I couldn't say.
Do you recall who you dealt with on that occasion?
There was about three or four people. One in particular that was doing the looking for whatever item he was looking for, as I understand it, at that time, as a map. And Gerald had looked through some of the stuff, and other people had come in and looked at it. Now, there was probably five or six at the time. I, you know, couldn't be specific as to one individual person other than Gerald, I know, because I had talked to him about it.
All right. Gerald Hamilton. Or do you know his last name?
No, sir.
A relatively young, thin, black man?
Yes, sir.
All right. On this occasion, then, in which you asked Councilman if you could look at the black binder containing the autopsy photos, as I understand your statement, it's that Councilman may or may not have known what you referred to.
Yes, sir.
And his reply was basically to what effect?
I'm sorry, whatever. He didn't care.
Could it have been basically, I don't know?
That's possible.
And he then, at that point, left the security office?
Yes, sir.
And you then looked through the book?
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, or not yesterday, but on July the 11th, 2 days ago, when we asked you about the occasion, at that time you were simply describing one occasion on which you had seen the autopsy photos, you described simply that you had picked them up and kind of spun through them.
Yes, sir.
And stopped momentarily at one photo and then shut the book.
Yes, sir.
Would that be an accurate description of the way you looked at the book on this occasion?
No, sir. I actually leaf through the pictures in the book, stopping and looking maybe at a longer time at one picture more than the other, and so on as I was looking through the book.
So in other words, on this occasion, what you actually did was to look at each page, one page at a time.
Yes, sir.
Pretty much throughout the whole book.
Yes, sir.
And on that occasion, were all the pages intact in the book?
That I couldn't say for sure, but I didn't, you know, I wouldn't know whether they were specifically locked in there or what.
But none of them came out in the process?
No, not that I can, you know, no. I didn't.
The book didn't fall on the floor and you had to replace any of it or any of the pages fall out while you were looking at it? And all of the pictures on this occasion, were they encased in the plastic sheeting which holds them in the book?
Best of my knowledge, sir.
Now, the second occasion on which you looked at the autopsy book was after this one, is that correct?
Yes.
And it was an occasion which you associate in your mind with Mark Flanagan being in the office and removing one or more books for his use from the black autopsy safe. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
On this occasion, would you describe as best as you recall the circumstances under which you looked through the autopsy book?
Well, a man came in with a security man, opened a safe. The general conversation, that some parts that I can remember, not specific, was the fact that he needed several books to go someplace, whether it was a hearing or what, I don't know. In turn, the person says, okay, and they open the safe, and in the process of taking the books out, AJ had left the reading room where I was in. And along with that, as I peered over there, there was a book on the windowsill, which I in turn went over to look, out of pure curiosity to see if there was any other photos than what I've already seen, and found that they were similar. And I had proceeded to go through it, and in which turn I stopped and went back and sat down, and I don't know how much time lapsed that they come back in and finished up their procedure and left.
On this occasion, did you again look at the pages one at a time?
Yes, sir.
And you were, on this occasion, what, sitting in the chair next to the window or standing?
Standing with my back to the door.
And on this occasion, did anyone give you permission to look at the book?
No, sir.
On either occasion, was there anyone in the room during the time that you looked at the books?
On the one occasion, yes, there were some readers in there, who they were, I don't remember.
And do you remember which occasion that was?
No, I can't say which one, really. But I know at one time they were in there. I think it was the one with Councilman. I don't believe it was the one with the other fellow. I don't think anybody was in there at that time.
All right.
Because that was the reason why he did come in. Normally they didn't come in when we were in there with open material. But I think it was the one with Councilman.
All right. And on any occasion, did you ever go through the process which you described to us on the 11th of merely flipping through the pages? Or was that simply
for a third time? That was just simply the fabrication of what I should have told, what I've told you just now.
Okay, so when you told us that you simply took the pages and flipped through them by bending them up on the edge, letting them slide through your fingers real fast, that was not the truth.
No, sir.
On any occasion in which you have either personally handled a black binder containing autopsy photos, or on any other occasion in which you have been in the security room, have you ever observed any of the photos out of the book, either in their plastic sheeting or out of their plastic sheeting?
No, not that I can recall. No.
why was it on the 11th that you told us there had only been one occasion on which you had looked at the book, and on that occasion you simply bent the edges up and let it slip through your fingers real fast to glance at it?
Well, it was just a matter of befriending these people, not thinking anything serious about what I did, that there was any type of criminal wrongdoing. It was just strictly being nosy. And I didn't want to get anybody in trouble for security reasons.
You stated that it was simply a matter of befriending these people. Who were you referring to?
Pretty much the majority of the people that I've had dealings with the committee. We've gotten to have a relationship that was friendly nature, and I would ask them questions, they would answer, and I didn't want them to jeopardize any of their jobs or anything like this, which, you know, occurred to me at that time, and I didn't really feel that it was all that wrong in what I did.
But do I understand that you felt that your looking at the books was wrong? Is that correct? And that someone on the staff was in part responsible for your action, and you didn't want to get them in any trouble?
Well, yes, sir. I felt that there was a breach of their security under what Mr. Blakey had explained to me, that more or less 90% of the material that I've seen or that they handle, I already know about, but the other 10% is what they don't want me to know about, and these are the things that he didn't want me to do. And that's when I really gave it a lot of thought and a seriousness, because I've never been involved with this type of committee.
On the 11th, when we talked to you, you stated to us that no one had given you permission on any occasion to look at the books.
Right.
That was not true.
No, it wasn't true. They did, you know, matter at one time I wasn't given permission. I took it upon myself, and then the other time is when we discussed earlier with Councilman whether or not he understood what I said or was aware of what I said, I don't know.
Have you at any time ever opened the door of the autopsy safe?
Not that I know of, sir.
Would that be an event which you would remember?
Not necessarily, unless it was some specific thing that I either closed it or opened it for somebody that had to put something in there. But I don't remember the event because I didn't feel that I did anything wrong. There wasn't anything wrong committed at these times that, you know, that could really refresh my memory into an occasion of that. The majority of the time, the safes are closed, and if they are open, somebody's going through them, or if they are left open, they're out of the room for a few minutes and back, and only upon taking material out do they sign out for it. I don't really say, like I say, there's so many events occur in one given day here, I couldn't specifically state that, that I did or I didn't.
Do you have any recollection of ever doing that?
No, I don't.
The other day you, on the 11th, you mentioned that you had no knowledge of what the inside of the safe looked like. And I believe earlier today in our conversation, you stated the same thing.
I would say so, sir. I don't know the physical makeup of the inside of the safe completely.
So the other day you stated that, in fact, you didn't even know whether or not it had any drawers inside of it. Is that still the truth?
Yes, sir. I couldn't say whether it had a drawer, two drawers, or empty, because we do handle safes of that nature, and they have various things in them. If I recall, I think the other one on the other side is similar. I don't recall any drawer in there.
Given the rather cramped nature of the space, would you agree that there were not, there's not room for someone to sit and be in front of the door while someone else is getting in it, or?
I would say so.
Under those circumstances, can you recall ever being in front of the safe and helping anyone else open it? Or is that basically a one-person job?
Well, I would say it was a one-person job. I don't see why two people would have to open it unless one was just holding stuff to get into it and put it back in. That, there might have been an occasion of that nature that I don't recall offhand. Somebody having their hands full to put stuff in there. But the normal procedure opening a safe is one person.
As we described to you earlier today, the reason we wanted to talk to you again is simply to, or simply for us to be able to understand what happened and the reasons for it. Although we are not at liberty to describe to you everything we have learned in trying to unscramble the facts. I can tell you that part of our investigation entailed the taking of fingerprints. And that the information we derived from that process is still inconsistent with the recollection of the events which you have given to us. In other words, that your fingerprints were found at locations inconsistent with what you described to us. Is there anything else that you can recall?
No,
not at this time.
Not from what I, you know, other than deviating from what I just told you, no. I don't recall ever having, you know, dealt with the safe, manipulated or anything of this nature to get in or pull with it. I can't say that I didn't help somebody put some stuff in there. I can't say that I didn't help somebody go in there at one time or another, but I can't recall it. And earlier when you said to me there was no mention, I assumed that there was something other than what you already told me. Like I say, none of these events really came upon me as any criminal intent. I took it as with a grain of salt as far as looking at them or doing anything of that nature. And so this is mainly why I don't specifically know various things. The fact that I saw the pictures, yes, I did look at them, and I looked at them thoroughly, and you know, to say they were specific pictures of any type of investigation, no. They were pictures of President Kennedy's person.
Have you discussed the autopsy photos and your observations of them with anyone outside of the committee?
Possibly with my family. And I did mention it to Mr. Breckenridge and Stenbridge as far as what occurred and what I did do and the fact that I did look at the pictures. Any real recollection, other than general conversation with somebody, of maybe a discussion of or a question to the fact that, you know, how is the investigation going,
some thoughts of it, but nothing of any value.
Did you have any such discussions concerning your observations of the autopsy photos prior to us first discussing it with you on July 11th?
I don't think I understand.
Did you have any discussions with anyone outside of the committee concerning your observations of
at the time I looked at the photos?
Yes, or any time from that point until we first discussed it with you on July 11th.
I possibly did, but couldn't give you specifics. You know, if anything, it was with maybe a co-worker up at the agency or my family at home or something of this nature, but I don't recall any.
You don't recall who those persons would have been?
No, I couldn't. I wouldn't even pretend to give you names or times or places.
Do you have anything else? I guess there are no further questions. Do you have anything further that you would want to point?
Nothing other than the fact that I didn't feel that, you know, was anything really wrong other than being nosy. In the past, I've looked at other various things of the committee that have been exposed to me and of a general nature, and this is the same way I took these pictures, looking at these pictures.
I guess I might simply state that both this recording and the other one were provided by you voluntarily, and we do appreciate you talking to us and providing answers to our questions. Final question, I guess. When you first discussed the fact that we had asked you questions on the subject matter with Mr. Breckenridge, did you tell him the events as you've just told them to us here today?
No, sir. No, all I did was tell him what he was well aware of. Apparently, somebody must have called him and told him this. Well, they did. In order to ask him if it was all right to question. And all I did was tell him that I did see the photos on a couple of occasions, but didn't go into any specifics or details or anything of this nature.
Did you, though, tell him the truth with respect to whatever he asked you?
I would say so, because he asked me, did I see him? And I said, yes.
Did you tell him that you'd seen him on two occasions?
Just a couple of occasions. No, I didn't go into any, like I said, details as to where. Oh, I did tell him that I did see him on the windowsill.
But you did tell him that you'd seen him on two occasions.
A couple of occasions. I didn't say two occasions or any number, just a couple of occasions. Yes.
Did you tell him whether or not you had received permission to look at him from any member of the staff?
No.
Did he ask that question?
No. I think he's under the same impression that I was after some of the reports that I made of the conditions that our material was being handled and so forth, that it was a shoddy type of thing, and this is, he didn't go into any further detail with it.
And his impressions of that had been formed, I take it, from prior reports you had given him?
Yes, sir. Well, not only that I had given him, apparently that he had gathered elsewhere, I don't know. You know, I'm not at will to even know that because I don't discuss.
But at least you had given him prior reports of your opinion to that effect.
Yes, sir.
And you don't know whether or not he had ever received any such information from anyone else.
I wouldn't be at will to say that anyway because I don't know.
did you tell Mr. Breckinridge that when we had first spoken to you, you hadn't told us the whole truth?
No.
Did he ask or you offer him the opportunity to listen to the tape recording of your first conversation with us, which we provided you at the end of the conversation? Did he ask for an opportunity to listen to that tape recording?
No.
So, since July 11th, then, the fact that you didn't tell us the truth on all points wasn't discussed with Mr. Breckinridge?
No detail.
Has not been discussed with him today?
No detail. And today's conversation isn't even known to him.
Did he ever even ask you whether or not you had told us the truth in the subject matters?
Like I said, the conversation was very short, and I did get a reaming out that it was your property and I shouldn't have looked at it. But there was no discussion as to whether I told the truth or anything. Did I tell you that I looked at them? And I said yes.
I guess there are no further questions. Thank you very much.